That was old Boogie Woogie. That's Roosevelt Sykes. He wrote that, I think, in Chicago, because 47th Street is one of the most dangerous streets in Chicago.
I made that tune in 1941.
1941.
Yes. It's on the Decca record. 37 years, I worked about all over Chicago. Plus, I own a couple of cabs there, a couple of restaurants. And I play such places as Bonnie Ross's Cafe, nightclub. Played at the 708 Club, Southside.
Cocktail for Two.
Yeah, Cocktail for Two.
54, that on 51st Street.
I played at the, forget the name of this, but so many places.
What's the name thing on 51st Street? Why the Memphis Minute came in, I'm two behind you.
No, that's 708.
On top of the Frigidaire, that a big Frigidaire there.
Yeah, 708 Club.
This is where, no, you're talking about 47th Street, 708 Club.
Yeah.
51st Street. Well, another club.
Oh, you're talking about 230.
You taught the young kid, the little white boy, how to play drums. And
it's 230.
When he got his big band, he didn't hire you.
Yeah, 230 club. Yeah, that's
230 club. Why you taught the little young white boy how to play drums, and when he learned, got to organize his big band, he didn't hire Roosevelt. Well, you didn't have no piano players that did no job for no couple of weeks, or neither a couple of days. Not the type, not the hustling type of piano players. They just played when they felt like it, more or less for kicks. Or maybe to play to get them a stake so they could get in the Koch game. Koch was a big game down there. It was a card game, you know. It was more popular than poker or skin or things like that. And Koch, if you could play Koch and had your big nice beautiful studs and hat on and your Nellington shoes and things like this, and your watch
and a horseshoe diamond ring.
Your horseshoe diamond ring and stick pins and play Koch. The girls didn't like you, you know, but if you could play, you sit up and play Koch and peep under your cards and things like that, then you were something, you know. And had a nice Ford with disc wheels, they call it. So you had some piano players that, like, for instance, Piano Willie, he was a gambler. He was really a piano player, but he didn't want to be a piano player. He didn't want to play no piano. He wanted to gamble. So when he played piano, he was just trying to get, shall we say, a stake. And you had a lot of singers, like Kaiser, huh?
Yeah, Kyle
was the greatest thing I ever heard in my life, bar none. But he wouldn't sing for nobody until he got broke. And when Kaiser sang, he made the hustlers take notice, the pimps and the gamblers and everything, all of the whores, the prostitutes and whatever you have, would take notice when Kaiser sang because he sang. He was like a Baptist preacher or something on.
You see, there was.
Have you ever heard of Kaiser? I mean, he wouldn't make.
He wouldn't have made a record if they'd asked him. All these people we're talking about wouldn't make a record for anybody because he was known as a square then, you know, blues singing thing was square, you know, piano player. They call us Dudlow Pickups and all kind of names they used to call us. Squares. Well, actually, they were quite jealous of us because we always had the women on our side. The women loved the piano players and the men hated them.
See, now, people they wonder about what musicians used to play and what kind of a place it was. It wasn't a place where you had a bar and tables. People sit around and order drinks, setups and what have you. Everybody walked out someplace and get their whiskey, have it in their pockets. And all the tables would be in there, would be card tables or dice tables. And the bandstand. No tables for sitting, drinking, or eating. You either was at the gambling table or the card table with your whiskey in your pocket. So that was the deal. There's no sitting down at bars and bringing it to your table. That wasn't all musicians played at such spots as that, yeah.
Well, Walter Davis was a... Well, Roosevelt Sykes can tell you more about Walter Davis, but I can say he was a great blues singer, and I was surprised when I came to Europe that he was unknown because he was known as well as any blues singer in America was.
Walter Davis from New Madrid, Missouri. And I knew him in East St. Louis. And he was working at the steel mill. And he was rooming at a place where I was living. And I heard him singing in his room one night. So the next morning I asked him, had he ever made a record? And he said, no. And he said, I asked him, would he like to? He said, well, he didn't think he could sing good enough. I told him, well, if you write up some material of his own, and I could see, could I get him a recording?